Appreciate everybody's patience as we navigated through the weird time. But God's good. And you know what? God ministered. And we're all here. Hallelujah. We're all here alive and well in Jesus' name. And we've made it through. I'm not going to give any glory to the devil. I'm just going to glorify God. Amen. Emmanuel, God with us, is still here. Just because you put up the Christmas decorations, he's still here. Amen. Praise be to Jesus. Oh, sorry, Daniel. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You're getting to my space, Dan. Hallelujah. But anyway, if I haven't told you, Happy New Year, everyone. Hallelujah. Could I say this, though? How about a blessed New Year? I don't want to be just happy, but I want to be blessed. Amen. And I want to thank you all for your faithfulness. And as we've made it through this time and just what was able to be taken care of, even with all that was going on, the benevolence ministry and the outreach and everything that took place to so many people on the res. And I'm not boasting in us per se, but I am boasting in your generosity and your faithfulness. And I believe it's just all a sign of your heart and what God has in store for us. Amen. Amen. And I want to share with you about that. Did you have something, hon? Come on. You don't have your fancy shield on. Susan's with the kids today, but she escaped. Hallelujah for a moment. I don't know who's with the kids, but
I just wanted to, as we go into the new year and we reflect on what was able to be done, our budget for benevolence and our kids and stuff like that is around $2,000 every year, which is a really big number for us just for December. And that's for all the ministries combined. And this year we distributed with the COVID relief that we sent to pastors and everything. It was $3,600. Wow. It was all covered and it came in from crazy places, you know, just all kinds of places. The resources came in and we kind of made our wish list and then we just started marking it off and Melissa and I are just getting bug-eyed every time something else comes in. It's like the list is like going away. But what I wanted to say to all of you online and in person is that's seed, okay? God loves when we take care of each other, especially when we're taking care of the children and we're taking care of the widow and the orphan, the single mom. I just want to tell you, pray over that seed for us as a people, our online community and our local community, that we would take that seed and expect a harvest. And that's what I'm expecting.
Amen. 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 Good to see Logan with us today from the Dream Center in Los Angeles, California. Quite a big city. anyway, we're glad you're back. And he's healing up from his foot injury. And you're not totally 100%, but you're getting there, right? Amen. So anyway, he'll be heading out Tuesday to go back to L.A. And anyway, good to see you, brother. And we're excited because I believe just the heart of what the Lord wants us to do. And I want to share with you about that today. You know, I've been sharing with you the last few weeks about dreaming with God. And dreaming's good because God wants us to be a people of dreams and visions. He wants us to allow that aspect of our heart to step into what God's doing. Oh, by the way, hi, Kelly and Miles. Long time no see. Good to see you today. Anyway, but what I kept hearing, and I know I shared a little brief exhortation video with you earlier in the week, but what I kept hearing was this. We've got to also know it's one thing to dream and envision something. It's another thing to transition into it. Right? Transition. Everybody say transition. If you're going to go into a new thing, how about a new year? You need to transition. You might say, well, I'm ready to transition out of 2020. Right? Anybody with me? I'm ready. Good riddance. But let me say this to you today. Remember what it says in the scripture. He's called us out of darkness into his marvelous light. And now, how many know that's a powerful thing? But unfortunately, many don't fully transition. They don't get out completely out of the darkness or get into the marvelous light of God. I think for two reasons. Number one, anything we do in God requires, first of all, a decision. There has to be some decisiveness, which is at the root of what it means to repent. You change your mind, you change the way you think, you change your direction. But also, how many of you know, it requires us also to walk by faith. Because you can make a repentant decision and be sincere, but you got to understand something. Anything God's calling us to walk in requires us to walk it by faith. We walk by faith and not by sight. Amen? What does the Bible say? If you live by the Spirit, then let us also walk by the Spirit. And we do that by faith. I want to share several passages with you today about transitioning. So some of them are a little lengthier than I probably would put in a Sunday morning sermon. But I'm going to try to stay on point. And because I really believe the Lord wants me to share these with you as we begin this new season together. Are you ready? Go with me, if you would, first to Psalm 68 and verse number 4. Psalm 68 and verse number 4. Sing to God. sing praises to his name, lift up a song for him who rides, what's the next word? Through the deserts. Please note that in your passage there. Through the deserts, whose name is the Lord, and exult before him. A father to the fatherless and a judge for the widows is God in his holy habitation. God makes a home for the lonely. He leads out the prisoners into prosperity, and only the rebellious dwell, notice that word, dwell where? In a parched land. Only the rebellious remain in a parched or dry or desert place. Do y'all see that? Do you see that? That's why it's called rebellion. Why? Because Jesus is going through. And when you and I refuse to go through with him, the Lord calls it rebellion. Decisiveness, as I said earlier, is really what initially determines our breakthrough. Your decisiveness actually determines your potential in what God wants to do. Because we all need to transition from 2020 to 2021. Do we agree? We need to make that transition. But I encourage you, might be saying, hey, we're already 2 days in, Rick. But the thing is, I want to encourage you to prepare your heart to decide where you go in this new year that you're going to be following Jesus. Amen? That we're going to follow him through. I mean, we pray a lot about, you know, everybody from our authorities in our lives and our political leaders to follow Jesus. But I'll tell you what, the bride better follow him too. We need to follow him into where we're going in this new year. Would you agree with me? A friend of mine in Tennessee sent me this on New Year's morning, and I had to share it with you. You just can hear the voice of a flight attendant saying this, and I thought it was really cleverly written. Hello, welcome to Flight 2021. We are prepared to take off into the new year. Please make sure your attitude and your blessings are secured and locked in an upright position. All self-destructive devices should be turned off at this time. All negativity, hurt, and discouragement should be put away. Should we lose altitude under pressure during the flight, reach up and pull down a prayer. Prayers will automatically be activated by your faith. And once your faith is activated, you can assist other passengers on the flight. Hallelujah. Amen. We need to be in a place where we can help others. There will be no baggage allowed on this flight. I like that. Come on, no baggage. The captain, our God, has cleared us for takeoff. And our destination is peace and grace and mercy and provision and salvation. Amen. And I add to this today, a place of abundance is our destination. Now, the reason I'm adding that to that, isn't that clever? But what reason I'm adding that today is because I want you to now go back and look with me at Psalm 66. Go back two Psalms to Psalm 66, beginning with verse 1. Shout joyfully to God, all the earth. Sing the glory. Have you noticed these Psalms make it very, very clear? Before your breakthrough, you should sing. You should praise. You should exalt the name of the Lord. Amen? Amen. Sing the glory of his name. Make his praise glorious. Say to God, how awesome are your works. Can y'all say that with me? How awesome are your works. Because of the greatness of your power, your enemies will give feigned obedience to you. All the earth will worship you and will sing praises to you. They will sing praise to your name. Come and see the works of God, who is awesome in his deeds toward the sons of men. Here's another Red Sea passage. He turned the sea into dry land, and they passed, what's the next word? Through the river on foot. There, let us rejoice in him. He rules by his might forever. Say forever. His eyes keep watch on the nations. Let not the rebellious exalt themselves. Bless our God, O peoples, and sound his praise abroad. Who keeps us in life and does not allow our feet to slip. Hallelujah. For you have tried us, O God. You've refined us as silver is refined. You brought us into the net. You laid that oppressive burden on our loins, but you made men ride over our heads. Now get this. We went through the fire and through the water, yet you brought us out. Say it with me. Into a place of abundance. Say it again. Into a place of abundance. Now, you may feel like you have been through the fire and the water in 2020. Hello? You may feel like it the last month or whatever it may be. That's just part of life. But the Lord intends to always bring us out into a place of abundance. And that's, I believe, the word for us going into this new year. Our Lord goes through the deserts. He is the breaker that goes before us. Hallelujah. He always leads us into triumph. And here's another one. Our God causes all things to work together for good for those who love God and those who are called according to His purposes. Now, how many of you believe that? Most of you heard that your whole Christian life from Romans 8:28. But let me encourage you today in this. If it's not good right now, then God's still working it out for you. Don't settle and stop in a parched place. Don't stop in the desert and camp out there and then start complaining at God. But find out where the Lord's going and where the Lord's and follow Him through. Amen? Here's the thing. I need to irrigate, and I'm going to do that now. Hallelujah. I'm not 100%, but I'm close. He cannot lead those who will not follow Him. Amen? He can't lead who won't follow, which is, again, why it's called rebellion to stay put. Let's not do any more staying put in this new year. Amen? The first generation out of Egypt, they chose to rebel, did they not? I mean, the majority of them, the vast majority of them. In fact, the Lord had to allow them to die off so that the next generation could enter in with Joshua and Caleb and go into the promised land. Because the problem was they wouldn't cross over. They would not cross over, even if it was that close to them. And they didn't cross. I've heard people say it took them 40 years. No, they never went. It didn't take them 40 years. They never went in. Hello? Now, it took Joshua and Caleb 40 years because God had to wait until another army could be raised up to go in. Now, I've asked you this week to prayerfully consider, where is it the Lord intends to lead you and your family and your children? Amen? Amen? And where He wants to lead us as a church and as a ministry in this new year. And this is important because, how many of you know, if you aim at nothing, you will hit it every time. Hallelujah. That's why the Bible says without a vision, the people lose their way. They perish. We need to have dreams. We need to have visions. I'm dreaming of assembling together in an abundant place in this coming year. Amen? I'm believing for that. I hope you are too. Hallelujah. I'm dreaming of assembling together and not just merely to have safe distancing during this pandemic, but I'm believing this pandemic's coming to an end this year. And I'm also believing in the abundant place God wants to give us. Not only will it allow many more people to come back, but it's also going to allow us to grow and see the harvest of all God has for us. Somebody say amen. I'm also dreaming of us making disciples to go into that place. Philippians tells us that Jesus has been highly exalted to the highest of places in heaven and on earth and under the earth. He's been given the name above every name. Now think about that. Just let that sink in. He's the highest of authority, and you are connected to Him. He is your head. We're part of His body, and we're connected to Christ, the triumphant one. Are you with me? Of the highest of authority, that's who we're connected to. The Bible says you're actually seated with Jesus in heavenly places, which is at the right hand of God, which is, again, at the right hand is the strength of authority that was given unto the Lord. Hallelujah. And you're connected to that. But the reason I bring that up to your attention today, when you consider where God would lead you, when you consider what God will do and what He can do, we should do it from that perspective. We shouldn't do it from the perspective of being under the thumb of the enemy or being under the thumb of some economic situation or pandemic or political situation. I'm not under that because I'm part of a kingdom that is unshakable. Are you with me? And we have to remember that as we go forward. Because we can't transition if we think our circumstances have to come into perfect alignment. I never see anybody in the Bible that goes for God that everything perfectly aligned. That's how God shows how great He is. When your back's against the wall and you got an Egyptian army behind you and the Red Sea in front of you, if God don't show up, we ain't going anywhere but to what down. Are you with me? But I do want to encourage you today. Our God is He who brings a roadway into the wilderness. And even in the desert, He'll bring water. He'll bring a river into the desert. And if the Red Sea couldn't stop Moses, and if a walled, fortified city couldn't stop Joshua, and if the giant Goliath couldn't stop David, if death itself couldn't stop our Lord and King, amen, then nothing can stop us in Christ Jesus. For we can do what? All things through Christ Jesus who strengthens us. Because see, it's no longer I who live. But now Christ Jesus lives, because I was crucified with Him. Therefore, I've been raised with Him. And now this life that I live in this fleshly body. I live by what? The faith of the Son of God. Hallelujah. And that ought to give us confidence because, see, I believe a lot of the oppression and the uncertainty of this past year, it caused many people, leaders, churches, Christians, to pump the brakes too much. We pumped the brakes on a lot of things. Let's be honest. Come on. I'm not rebuking you. If it's a rebuke, I'm admonishing all of us. Some of us slammed on the brakes. And I want to tell you, don't allow that to happen because, see, that brings your dreams and visions to a halt. And you don't carry out what God has to do. So I'm encouraging you today. I'm not rebuking you. But here's the thing. Don't downgrade your dream. Don't downgrade your vision to your current reality, to your current circumstances. Don't downgrade it to your past experiences either. Hallelujah. Instead, upgrade your conviction. Upgrade your devotion. Upgrade your commitment to match your purpose and destiny that's in Christ Jesus. Because, beloved, He can still do what? Above and beyond all that you and I could ask or even think. Which is why the Lord asks us to dream big. Amen? 1st time preaching, so need a water IV, I guess. While we most definitely want to forget what lies behind us in 2020, we must be sure to praise Him for His faithfulness. Amen? Amen? Because He brought us through. He brought us through. And He's bringing us into a place of abundance. I'm so sorry. Now, don't misunderstand me. 2021 will have its obstacles and it will have its challenges. So don't be deceived, but to decide, I am following Jesus. Amen? Amen? He won't always do it the way we think. I guess that's the hardest part. He didn't remove the Red Sea. He parted it. Yeah. You know, it's not always the way we think. And He doesn't always remove our problems, but He does take us through them. So I want to challenge you at the beginning of this new year to give this month of January to the Lord in prayer and fasting. Would you do that? Some of you have already started, or whenever you want to start. You can do 21 days. You can do the whole month, whatever you want to do. I just want you to seek the Lord. We're not giving you a lot of guidelines this year, except just go after God and to seek Him, and the Holy Spirit will direct you. But we need to seek Him together because He wants to lead us into a place of abundance. Amen? Other translations say a broad place of abundance. One says a well-watered place. Anybody want to get there? Hallelujah. And regardless of how you feel about the predicament that 2020 has left us in, He honors those who seek Him. He honors those who cry out to Him in difficult times. Now, I've used this verse many times with you, but I'd like to look at it again this morning. It's found in Jeremiah 33. If you'll turn there with me. Jeremiah 33, verse number 1. Then the word of the Lord came to Jeremiah the second time, while he was still confined in the court of the guard. Notice that. Where's Jeremiah? He's in prison. Okay? While he's confined in the court of the guard, it says, thus says the Lord who made the earth, the Lord who formed it to establish it, the Lord is His name, call to me, and I will what? Answer you, and what? I will tell you great and mighty things which you do not know. I'm going to give you a vision. I'm going to give you a dream of something greater than where you are right now. Now, how many of you know the enemy would lie to make us think if you're in a confined place, you don't qualify to hear from God until you get out of there. So what do? We try to get out of there in our own power. But see, what God is saying, will you call to me even though you're confined? Do y'all receive that today? Would you agree with me? Let's be honest. From about March of last year, it's been about confinement. Has it not? The lockdowns and everything has been about confinement. And again, I'm not wanting to glorify the enemy, but I do hear the Lord saying, and even going into this year with things spiking again with the COVID and all of that, I want to tell you right now, God is saying to us, call out to me. This is not the time to huddle down in a ball and cry. This is the time when you see the word cry out, it means to lift your voice. It doesn't mean to boo-hoo. Okay? It means to lift up your voice to God, to cry out. But what I love about that verse, He said, is great and mighty things. Yes. Amen? He didn't say, call out to me and I'll make you feel a little better. I'll give you a cough drop, Rick. Okay? No, He's saying, I'm going to show you some great and mighty things because the enemy's wanting to confine us to where we will not dream anymore. Amen? Where we will not have vision. The next verses, it describes the broken down houses. It describes the besiegement of the city. But I love, look at verse 6. Because the Lord begins to show Jeremiah the great and mighty things. Look what it says. Behold, I will bring to it what? Talk to me. Health and healing, and I will what? Heal them, and I will reveal to them what? An abundance of peace and truth. How many of you need some of that? An abundance of peace, an abundance of truth. Hallelujah. Praise God. How about some health and healing? Praise you, Jesus. Now, Jesus quotes the famous passage from Isaiah 61 when they handed him the scroll of the book of Isaiah. Do you remember? They handed him the scroll. He took it and he read it. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me. Now, I want to look at it. I want to look at it from Isaiah 61. So if you'll turn there with me, Isaiah 61. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because the Lord has anointed me to what? Talk to me, y'all. Bring good news to who? The afflicted. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to captives and freedom to prisoners, to proclaim, say it, the favorable year of the Lord. Hallelujah. How many want to believe that for this year? And the day of vengeance of our God. To comfort all who mourn, to grant those who mourn in Zion, giving them a garland instead of ashes, the oil of gladness instead of, notice that, instead of mourning, hallelujah, the mantle of praise instead of a spirit of fainting, hallelujah. So they will be called what? The oaks of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that he may be what? Glorified. Then, everybody say then, this is important. Then they. And who is they? Those who receive the anointed ministry, right? They will what? Rebuild the ancient ruins. They will raise up the former devastations. And they will repair the ruined cities, the desolations of many generations. Hallelujah. Now notice this. His great salvation to heal and to restore also brings purpose and destiny into the lives of those who were saved. Do you see that? It changes cities and communities, even nations for the glory of God. Hallelujah. What a beautiful and powerful anointing that was upon our Lord. And guess what? He placed that anointing on you and me. Amen? That we could bring a beautiful and powerful salvation to the hurting and to the afflicted and so on. And here's the thing. The restoration in people's lives by the anointing of the Holy Spirit brings transformation to the community. Hallelujah? And do we not need that today? Hallelujah? Hallelujah. Think about this. He pardons our sins and our iniquities. Are you glad for that? He heals all our diseases. Hallelujah. He is a father to the fatherless. And I believe the fatherless today, I believe the fatherless and the next one, he is a judge for the widows. I believe it speaks more than ever, not only to true widows who people lost their, but to so many, especially ladies who are raising their families without a husband and without a father. And I believe the Lord is speaking into that. How many of you know that's a major issue in our culture today? Is it not? He makes a home for the lonely. Hallelujah. He leads prisoners. I like this one. Into prosperity. Hallelujah. He brings good news to the afflicted. He heals the brokenhearted. We got some brokenhearted people. Hallelujah. He proclaims liberty over captives, freedom to the prisoners. He comforts everybody who mourns with the oil of gladness. And my favorite, he gives a garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. Amen? There's no need to be under heaviness. Some translations call that heaviness a spirit of fainting. I like to say it's a spirit of quit. It's a spirit of staying put. Nothing's going to change. I'm just going to camp here because this is my lot in life. And we can miss out if we don't understand. I don't know about you, but Lord, restore to us the joy of this salvation. I mean, this is an awesome salvation that God has given to us. And there's a harvest that we're to go to. Because, see, those who benefit from the salvation of the Lord, they're the ones we're to go to. Amen? Anointed with the love and truth and the power of God, we're to go. Who do we go to? The fatherless. Amen? We go to the widow. We go to the lonely. We go to prisoners and to the afflicted. We go to the brokenhearted. We go to those who are in captivity and in bondage and let them know they can be free. Hallelujah? Jesus called them the poor in spirit. The word poor doesn't only mean poverty or economic poverty. It speaks of a poverty of spirit. Life itself is, they're lacking in something. And Jesus said, wherever you go and you minister, here's what he said. And if you don't understand the heart of the Lord, it might offend some. But he said, whenever you go to the least of these, what have you done? You've done it unto me. You want to know where Jesus is? Yes, he's in our praise. Yes, he's there when you call unto him. But he's also where the hurting are. That's where he is, because he said, when you do it unto them, you do it unto me. Do y'all receive that today? Because I believe that's what the Lord's saying, like never before for us to do. So I want to encourage you to fast and pray as the Lord leads you, especially here in this month of January, this first month of the new year. You might say, well, why do we always do that? Well, God, giving God the first of anything always releases the blessing on what remains. Now, we all know that's true in our giving, our finances, right? You give unto the Lord your tithe and your offering, and what's the promise of God? He will bless the rest to such a degree you'll have overflowing blessings because of your faithfulness to honor him with the first. Are you with me, guys? Hallelujah. You're all tithers. You should have shouted there. But that principle is in anything and everything. That's why I love to give God the first of my day in prayer and worship. That's why I love to give God the first of everything. Amen? And so that's what I'm asking you as a church and all of our friends and family that worship with us online. Let's give God the first of this year. Let's turn this year, because I want to believe that we're going to see tremendous blessings, overflowing blessings throughout 2021. And I'm not just talking finances, but if you need a breakthrough there, there's a blessing on that too. Amen? Now look at a verse with me, if you would, in Deuteronomy 11. Deuteronomy 11, verse number 11. Look there with me. But the land into which you were about to cross, to what? Come on, say it. To possess it. A land of hills and valleys drinks water from the rain of heaven. Now, this metaphor for land could speak of land, but it also speaks of purpose. It speaks of destiny. Are y'all with me? It speaks of your promised land, what God is, our abundant place. Everybody hear my heart? Look what it says here. A land for which your Lord your God cares. The eyes of the Lord your God are what? Say it. Always on it. And look what it says. From the beginning even to the end of the year. Can y'all see? It's important for us at the beginning to get our heart right. Amen? Now is the time for us to focus on transitioning into a new thing and then to decide that we're going to follow Jesus out. Amen? Amen? Into our place of abundance. Now, I want to say this about fasting. We've taught on it a lot, and we've been doing it in this church for years, and so many churches are doing it now. But the disciplines of your fast are between you and your God. They're between you and what the Holy Spirit would direct you. You may choose to do a Daniel-type fast, where, you know, the kind of a vegetarian-type fast. You may choose, there's certain things the Lord says, I want you to do without that. You may choose to fast certain days during the fast, okay? Everybody with me? But the main thing is, what I hear the Lord saying for this season is, I want you to get a discipline in your life to seek me day and night, morning and evening, to have that time set apart, which means you're going to have to get up earlier and turn the TV off at night. Right? And just seek me. Can y'all receive that? Yes. And again, the other disciplines and things that you want to break the bonds of wickedness and all that, that's between you and the Lord. And the Lord will honor it, okay? The Lord will honor it. But I like to take time to fast complete days. The Lord will say, Lord, I'm going to fast completely from food this day. But I mean, that's up to you. And again, we have some things that will help you in that if you want to do that. But the main thing is, how many of you know, if we don't choose the good part, all we've done is gone on a diet. Yeah. And what is the good part? To be in his presence at his feet. Amen. Listening to his word and allowing him, because that stuff can't be taken away from you. That's going to manifest in you from the beginning of the year to the end of the year. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. I hope you receive that. Now, I want to strongly encourage you during this time of fasting and prayer to check your heart and check your lifestyle. I always do this because the Lord always reminds me of things that I've gotten. How many of you ever, the Lord's told you there's a certain way I want you to handle situations. There's a certain way I want you to walk in love. And how many of you know we can get lazy with it? Amen. Things happen in our lives and we can kind of let the wheels come off sometimes. We all do it. But I feel like in a time of fasting and prayer, we're saying, Lord, I'm coming so that you can do something in me so that I can be the type of wineskin that you can pour something new into. Amen. Which means I've got to tweak some things, and we all do. So, I mean, even with what we've been through, we've had to check ourselves, have we not? About what God has for us. So I strongly encourage you during this time, check your heart, check your lifestyle. If you're not living according to seeking first the kingdom and seeking first his righteousness, then repent and make those changes. How many of you know God has a way of doing things? Hello? And they're higher than ours. His thoughts are higher than ours. Hallelujah. And we need to understand that. And we're supposed to live in a way of humility that follows after his ways. For he is what? The way, the truth, and the life. And after all, God's called us to be faithful ambassadors of his kingdom. And so we have to walk according to that way. Again, seeking first his kingdom and his righteousness is seeking to do things his way. How many of you learned this about doing things God's way, the kingdom way? It's the opposite of the world. I heard Pat Robertson, I think, say this years ago. He said it's like an upside down kingdom. Have you ever noticed that? But yet that's the secret of the kingdom. It's the secret of the kingdom of God. If we really want to live, what do you got to do? You got to be willing to die. I mean, you got to be willing to lay it down if you really want to live. If you want to receive, then you got to give. You got to sow. Amen. If you want to be great, you got to be the servant of everyone. Wow. I mean, no, that's not how the world teaches you to be great. Amen. Kingdom ambassadors are what? Peacemakers. We're to walk in what? Unconditional love, agape. We're to rejoice when we're persecuted. How many of you got that one down? It's not easy to rejoice when you're persecuted. How about this one? Always bless and never curse. Even when they curse you, don't curse them back. How many of you know we could use some adjustments? Amen? Hallelujah. I'm not accusing you of anything. But these characteristics are the characteristics of kingdom ambassadors. And I'm convinced if we gave as much time to that as we do to operating in the keys would work better. Come on, y'all. Y'all are getting quiet on me. Hallelujah. I'm not even coughing anymore. Praise God. Here's the thing. It's about a pure heart. It's about a pure heart because, see, authority can't work without a pure heart. And God wants us to use his authority so that we can pray, Lord, thy kingdom come and thy will be done. Amen. In my life, in my family, in my city, in my community, in the church. Amen. Thy kingdom come and thy will be done. These require humility. These things require our total yieldedness to the Spirit of God. But again, I believe we're going to come out of this time with renewed visions. Amen. With renewed dreams. Hallelujah. I believe that. I believe we're going to come out of this time seeing some great and mighty things. Does anybody want that? Amen. I really do. I want to see some great and mighty things. I want to see some things that make me think, wow, I'm dreaming a little too big there. But can I really max out God? Can we really max out God and what he wants to do? I think y'all know the answer to that. I hope you do. Isaiah, which has so many powerful passages in it. But there's a passage in Isaiah where he actually addresses what is the fast that God chooses? Anybody ever read it? We're going to read it today. Isaiah 58. Beginning with verse 6. Is this not the fast which I choose? To what? To loosen the bonds of wickedness, to undo the bands of the yoke, and to let the oppressed go free and break every yoke? Amen? Is it not to divide your bread with the hungry and bring the homeless poor into the house? When you see the naked, to cover him and not to hide yourself, look at this, from your own flesh. Then, everybody say then. Yeah. Then your light will break out like the dawn and your recovery will what? Speedily spring forth and your righteousness will go before you. Come on. And the glory of the Lord will be your rear guard. Hallelujah. Then you will call and the Lord will what? Answer. You will cry out and he will say, here I am. Oh, get this. If you remove the yoke from your midst, the pointing of the finger and the speaking wickedness, and if you give yourself to the hungry and satisfy the desire of the afflicted, then Your light will rise in darkness, and your gloom will become like midday. And the Lord will continually guide you and satisfy your desire in scorched places and give, anybody need this one? Strength to your bones. And you will be like a watered garden. Anybody want that? Like a spring of water whose waters do not fail. Jesus promised that the Holy Spirit would be rivers of living water inside of us, a well within us. Those from among you, here it is again. Those from among you will rebuild the ancient ruins. You will raise up the age-old foundations, and you will be called a repairer of the breach, the restorer of streets in which to dwell. Hallelujah. Let me say something today. What God wants to do through his great salvation in the lives of his people is get his people back involved in things again. Because cities aren't going to be rebuilt and governments aren't going to get corrected until the people of God, the salt and the light, get back involved and in it again. Amen? Come on. Hallelujah. It's a good time to shout amen or shout at me something. Hallelujah. Now, here's what I want you to see. This is the Lord's purpose for our fasting. It's not to lose weight. And I don't recommend the COVID weight loss program. It's all about fasting and prayer to get back on mission. Amen? To get back on point. To give ourselves to the hungry. To break every yoke. You know God wants every yoke of bondage broken in our lives. Hallelujah! Amen. The anointing breaks the yoke. But he also wants us to satisfy the desire of the afflicted. And I'll be honest with you, sometimes I care more about myself. And he said, you know, look after your own flesh. Don't ignore your own flesh. But do we live to satisfy those who need this anointing the most? Because here's the thing. I know you've heard it many, many times through me and maybe others. I've heard it for years. If the Lord can get it through you, he gets it to you. There's no better place to be in than to be God's conduit, his vessel, his flow through. Amen? Because that anointing that flows through you is going to impact your life, impact your physical body, and impact your marriage, and impact your family. Amen? Hallelujah. Even in giving, it impacts your finances and the blessing of God on your life. So this is the purpose, because the Lord wants to raise us up and send us forth as laborers into his harvest. Hallelujah. In 2021, I want to ask you as a church and as all of our friends and partners, let's be devoted to four things. Number one, to our assembling together. Amen? For worship and prayer. Number two, let's be devoted to being discipled ourselves. Amen? So we can grow and so we can be equipped. Number three, let's be devoted to going as his witnesses, bringing the good news to the poor, the afflicted, and the hurting. And number four is very important, because if you're going to go to people, to finish the job, the Great Commission, we must be devoted to making disciples. Not only do we need to become one, but we need to be disciple makers ourselves. Hallelujah. Because what happens is, if we don't make disciples, that very same person is going to need ministry again and again and again and again. Hello? Now, that's just the reality of the truth, because it's the truth that sets you free. Now, it's time for us to proclaim something very important. And I want you to say this with me together. Everyone, in your homes, say it. This is the favorable year of the Lord. Say it. This is the favorable year of the Lord. Say it with me. Jubilee is here and Jubilee is now. Would y'all agree with me? It's very important what we're decreeing and saying right now over this year. I've already heard people talking about how bad 2021 is going to be. It's only going to get worse. And I'm telling you, don't go there. If anything, I'm standing every morning and declaring over you, the family of God, and over this church and ministry and my family, I'm declaring that this is the favorable year of the Lord. Hallelujah. Jubilee is now. And I want to be more forthright in doing that, because my God has his eyes on this year from the beginning until the end. So put on the full armor of God. Hallelujah. Come on. Get the oil of gladness on you again. Put on that garment of praise. Raise up a hallelujah. Even in the presence of your enemy, raise up a hallelujah. Glory be to God. And let's follow Jesus through this desert. Amen? Amen. To our abundant place. There's probably two main challenges to transition. One is being resistant to change. Would you agree? And the older you get, it doesn't get easier. It gets worse. where we get the phrase, you can't teach an old dog a new trick, right? I'm not talking about Doc back there. But another thing is this. It's the unwillingness to leave familiar. Part of the, I know they're closely connected, but how many of you know familiarity is really a problem? Because we call it our comfort zone. Do you remember Lot's wife? She looked back. She longed for Sodom. And she turned and she looked back. She didn't want to leave the familiar in her life. Familiar can be a dream killer. And familiar can be a death trap. Ask Lot's wife. Don't ask her because we don't talk to the dead. But anyway, you may think of familiarity as a comfort zone. How many of you know being comfortable is not a good place either? It's really not. Because if I'm comfortable, then what am I really doing? I love my recliner, but I don't get a lot of things done for God in my recliner. Are you with me? Are y'all okay? God makes us uncomfortable. And I think he's making us uncomfortable so we'll transition. So we'll transition. So we'll move ahead in Christ. And not pray, oh, Lord, please, you know, make my bed of comfort even more comfortable. Please, Lord, fluff my pillows for me. It's not like that. So let's all pray and fast. Let's all press into the Lord. Again, especially this first month of the year. And again, I believe he's going to show us great and mighty things. I want to close with a passage from Isaiah 55. One more. I told you I had several for you today. And I believe this reveals an attitude at the end of this passage. Don't read ahead on me. I want to set it up for you. But how many of you know it's time to come out of the old and into the new? Would you agree? Amen. It's time to come out of any darkness, any bondage, anything like that, and move into the victory of God in our place of abundance. Does anybody want to go there? Thank you. Delayed reaction. What did he just say? Did he say something about comfort again? No. Look at Isaiah 55, verse 6. Seek the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him while he is near. I want to say to you all again, the enemy would try to say, there ain't no way you can find God. He's not close to you because right now you're confined in a bad place. That's a lie. That's a lie. Don't hear it, okay? Seek the Lord while he may be found. You know what? I believe that applies to grace. Right now we're in this season of grace. And until Jesus comes, you can find him if you'll seek him. Amen? Yes. Hallelujah. Let the wicked forsake his way and the unrighteous man his thoughts. And let him what? Return to the Lord. And he will have compassion on him. Hallelujah. And to our God, for he will what? Abundantly pardon. Hallelujah. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, nor are your ways my ways, declares the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. I want to stop and add something real quick there. I've had a lot of people ask me, and I've asked the Lord because I didn't understand certain things that have been going on and what's been going on. I'm talking about the nation, the pandemic, the church, and all this stuff. And I'm like, I found myself like telling God what I thought he thought. If anybody ever done that. And I even used scripture. And the Lord didn't really rebuke me, but he admonished me strongly. He said, you're just not thinking like I think. And I really had to back up and realize that we have to be really careful while we do have the Holy Spirit. If we're not being led by him, our thoughts can go astray. That's why the Bible says your greatest warfare is what? Taking thoughts captive and what? Bringing them into the obedience of Christ. Amen. And so to do that, that's where the warfare is. It's in our heart, in our minds, in how we're thinking. So when he says that, the Lord's just making it clear, guys, you're thinking way too hard. You need to tune into what I'm thinking and what my ways are. Would y'all receive that? Because I'm sincerely asking the Lord in certain areas, because the things I believe don't change, but it doesn't always come to me in the way that I thought it should come. Now look what he says next. This is powerful. For as the rain and the snow come down from heaven and do not return there without what? Watering the earth and making it what? Bare and sprout. And furnishing what? Seed to the sower and bread to the eater. So will my word be. Say that with me. So will my word be, which goes forth from my mouth. It will not return to me empty. Without what? Without accomplishing what I desire. And without what? Succeeding in the matter for which I sent it. How many of you would agree that's true? Amen? Hallelujah. And can I tell you, during this time, just ask the Lord, Lord, I humble myself. Reveal to me your higher thoughts, your higher ways. Because obviously some of my thoughts and ways is just not getting it done. Amen? Lord, reveal to me your heart and your ways. Now, before we read the last verse or the next verse, I want you to see yourself in this new year leaving 2020, amen, and entering into 21. And I believe this is our verse. Are you ready? Verse 12. For you will go out with joy and be led forth with peace. The mountains, get this now. The mountain, how many of you could use some joy and peace to make this transition? Hallelujah. We need it. The joy of the Lord is your strength, and the peace of God guards your heart in Christ Jesus your Lord. We need them both. Hallelujah. The abundance of joy and the abundance of peace and truth. The mountain, this is the best part. If you and I will go out in this way, what does it say? The mountains and the hills will what? Break forth into shouts of joy before you, and all the trees of the field will clap their hands. Hallelujah. Creation will respond when we transition. Amen. Hallelujah. When we go into our abundant place, creation itself gets excited. It says in Romans 8, all creation itself is longing and groaning for the revealing of the sons of God. Hallelujah. So let's go forth into joy. Amen. Amen. I would encourage you to meditate a lot in your prayer time in Psalm 2. Now, I've taught a lot from that during all of this election year and everything. Psalm 2. Remember, the Lord scoffs at what the enemy's doing. Amen? Amen? And what does it say? But you need to kiss the Son. You need to draw close to His heart. But also Psalm 27, because I believe they speak to the season we're in as a church and the season we're even in as a nation. I believe those two Psalms. Y'all got those two? Psalm 2 and Psalm 27. You're familiar with them. I quote them all the time. Remember in Psalm 27, David said, "The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear?" The Lord is what? The defense of my life. Even if war comes against me, David said, I am steadfast. Don't you love his heart? But he said, there is one thing I ask of the Lord, and that I shall seek, that I may what? Dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, and what? Behold the beauty of the Lord. For he will lift up my head above my enemy round about me. Hallelujah. But then it takes a little bit of a turn. For the Lord says to him, seek my face. And David, the lover of God, he cried out, oh Lord, your face I will seek. Amen? That needs to be our heart. Amen? That needs to be our heart, our response to the Spirit of God. And then, of course, the psalm ends with the classic verses. Get this now. I would have despaired. How many of you know, you watch enough news and you will despair. Amen? You watch enough what's going on in the latest report on the pandemic and you will despair. But what does he say? I would have despaired unless I had believed. Believed what? Do y'all know what the next words are? That I would see the goodness of the Lord. Where? In the land of the living. You need to declare, not only is 2021 your favorable year, not only should you declare that every day over your life and your family and over this time, this season, this year, declare the favor of the Lord, but you also need to declare, I and my family and my household, we are in the land of the living. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Anyway, that's Psalm 27 and the Rick Bennett paraphrase Cliff Notes version. Are you with me? I would have despaired unless I had believed. Would you stand up with me right now? Even in your homes, would you stand up right now? Get up off the couch and lift your hands toward heaven. Hallelujah. 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 Would you just say this with me unto the Lord? Lord, I believe in your word, your thoughts and your ways are so much higher than our thoughts and ways. We humble ourselves before you. And we respond to your spirit today. And we say unto you, Lord, your face we will seek, especially in this beginning of a new year. We declare this is a year of breakthrough. And that as we follow you out of our desert, out of our parched place, you are bringing us into an abundant place, a well-watered place. And we praise you for it. We praise you for it even now. For we would have despaired. But we choose to believe. But we choose to believe. Come on, say, but I choose to believe that I will see the goodness of the Lord. For I, in my family, in my household, in my church, we are in the land of the living. Hallelujah. And we will wait upon the Lord expectantly for his breakthroughs and for his suddenlies to come upon us for such a time as this. We trust in you, Lord, the way we may be established. We trust in your prophetic words and in your promises. Hallelujah. That we may prosper and succeed in this year. In the mighty name of Jesus. Now, would you just lift up a shout? Come on, lift up a shout of joy. Woo. Now, Lord, as we commit to this time to pray and to fast, I ask you, Holy Spirit, to speak to each individual and family what we need to do, Lord, the things we need to lay down, the things we need to die to. The things we need to sacrifice. But Lord, we don't want to put confidence in our ability and our own personal disciplines. But Lord, we do want to be a people who seek your face day and night, morning and evening, that we would bring our hearts and lives before you. Like Mary, Lord, that we would be a people who chose the good part. Direct us, Lord, I pray, into our breakthrough. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Would you just say with me to the Lord, I choose the good part. Just say it. I choose the good part. At your feet. In your word. In your presence. For I know it cannot be taken away from me. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Can we sing that? I set my eyes on you. Just worship the Lord. Let's just close with worship. I bless all of you in your homes today. Just seal this time before the Lord in worship. Just a quick announcement. We will have worship and prayer here on Thursday night this week. If you want to join us here or join us online, as some of you do. And we'll be in touch with you throughout the week as the fast begins. Thank you, Jesus. Let's sing.